Okay. Let's see the next Gemara. I think just to sum it up for memory purposes, we have five sugyas of Idyas Beinis and Ziburis. First was the Shaila Bishal Mazik Hein Shaman Bishal Nizik Hein Shaman, which is Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel on Tublat ago on Vav Amud Beis. Second was the sugya of Afilo Subin. The Gemara asked Meitav, but I could give even Subin. The third was the sugya Bishalai Hein Shaman Bishalai Lamein Shaman. The fourth sugya, which we just had, is the sugya of Lekuchas. Till then we didn't talk about if someone bought it. And the sugya we're about to begin talks about Lekeach Sheini, when you have a second Lekeach, and that's the sugya we're about to start. Let's see the Gemara. We'll try not just to make the same mistake we made in Ishaskis. We'll try the first day to get the pshat clear, and then someday to get more into some of the lumdis, at least towards the end of the sugya. The Gemara is going to present three different cases of the Lekeach Sheini. Basically three cases, and the idea is to get clear the chiddush in each case. First case, pshita. The first case is easy. There should be no chiddush. Pshita. Machar lekeach beininis v'ziburis. V'shayir idiyis lefanov. Leisukulu v'ligvu me'idiyis tohach reinan. He. Ubeininis v'ziburis lesno gabei de matzi lamemaluhu gavu mibeininis v'ziburis. What's this case? We just finished saying in the previous Gemara that a person who buys idiyas ba'achrayna, who buys three pieces of karka, idiyas is third, idiyas is last, that such a person who buys idiyas ba'achrayna could say, I would like you to get the Beinus and Ziburis. That's what we had in the case of the Keach Rishain in the previous Gemara. This is all talking with the Yasmi. There's no Ishaskis. For all practical purposes, we're talking now there's no Ishaskis. There's no option of giving it back. But there is an option of saying, Yefshi, I bought Idiyas last, but I don't have to give you Idiyas. Because even though I bought Idiyas last, I only have to give the last thing because Takanta Didi, and I'm waiving Takanta Didi. So the Gemara now is done. What would be the case if you have a Lekeach Sheini? So the Gemara says if the Lekeach Sheini bought, what did he buy in the first case? Beinis and Ziburis, and he left over Idiyas. So it's Pashit that he could tell them to Monayin Idiyas. Is that so Pashit? Pashit, he could tell them to Monayin Idiyas. Is it so Pashit? What? He can't tie the EFSHI. Why can't he tie the EFSHI, the first Lekeach? So why does that mean he can't say EFSHI? To the first person, to the original Bachayit.
The last Bachayit is the idiot.
Even the last Bachayit, the second person.
Yeah,
but the original person sold Beinis Ziburis and then Idiyas. And the first buyer wants to say Yeshi. But he can't do it because of the second buyer. You know what I'm saying?
He doesn't own it, can't be said.
But he owned it at that one time. It was Takanta Didei.
No
Day.
No Big Day, he never said it.
The tikkun was for the owner of the
bank. The tikkun
was
for
the
lekeach,
no?
The lekeach,
it
was the lekeach
on the
first field.
The tikkun
was for all
lekeach,
not
just
the
lekeach. So she's
going to
say, okay, it's going to be for the second lekeach. For anyone, that's going to buy the tikkun of the lekeach. The lekeach and third, what I'm asking you to Rosh is, what you answer is probably about the Mukhiyam's answers. I don't have sheet to this, but before we get into that, let's just to keep it simple, I want to go through three cases in the Gemara before we get into the one of this. The first case is supposed to be Pashit, and the other two cases are Kiddushin. So, all these cases is Lekeach Rishain, who bought fields,
And all the cases we're going to have, he bought Idias and Benidias and Zibulis, the first Lekav. And then he sold it to a Lekav Shaini. And we have to write up the deal. Okay? He's what he did. Okay. So what's the first case of the Gemara? He sold his Lekav Shaini only Benidias and Zibulis. This is what he sold down here. So, right, that's the case. So the Lekav Rishon is left with Idias. So what's the din? Well, what is the... They're all Bali Chayv. What does the Bali Chayv come and take? Idias. Why?
The Gemara says, why does he get Idias?
Because the Ha... What's the Gemara? The Achreino... What's the Lashon? The Achreino. It's Lashon Gemara. Do Achrayim he? He gets Idias.
He says because Achrayim he. So therefore, okay, we'll see the reason. We'll make the reason here, because we're going to get to a discussion of the reason
probably later today. Okay, that's the first case. This case is supposed to be Pshita. I'm just being myra. I don't know how fush it is, but okay.
Same kasha as Rebbe. Same kasha as Rebbe. Can also.
So let's see the second case. Yeah, however you only said the first case, I only said the second case.
Same thing.
Okay, let's see the second case. Is this the Pshita case? Avon Machar Idias V'shayar Beinitz V'ziburis Mai. If he did just the opposite, he sold only the Idias and he left over Benis and Ziburis. So here you have case number two. We have case number one. And we have case number two. We have three cases altogether. And then we have a few minutes case number three. Okay? This is just the Gemara. We're working on Shabbat. Okay. He started off, so the Lekav Rishon had Idias, Benis, and Ziburis. But this time he sold only the Idias to the second Lekav. Alright, so now what's the Shaila? If he still would have had it, if he would have held on to it, we're talking not Nezik and Naksu, we're talking about Lechayiv, all these cases. So if he would still have it and a Bachayiv would come, he would give him Benis. I would say, well, if we would come to DD, I don't want to give you Idias, I'll give you Benis. The question is, if he sold the Idias, should that change? Should it change? So it's interesting. Abaya taka holds it changes. Sabra Abaya lemeimer asyakulu gavu miyidius. That even the kulu, even the bachayv, even the isha, could get idius. Why?
Why does Abaya say he get idius?
Abaya
says he get idius.
If he would have had it, you wouldn't have gotten idius. If he would have still had all three, the bachayv would get benefit. So why over here does he get Idias? What?
You go with the last Ben Chayrin.
He wouldn't have to.
Because
he could say Yefshi. The Kasheni can't say, now he's not going to say Yefshi. Now he's very happy to give away the Idias. So if he had all three, he would say Yefshi, I don't want to give you any other names. Once he sold the Idias, he's not going to say Yefshi. He'll say, I'm very happy with the Takana, and I want to give away Idias. So I guess the reason again, like Abaya, I suppose the reason is the same thing, that it's the last one. Okay, I'm assuming this is correct. This time the Gemara doesn't say this, but let's assume that's Abaya's reason. And Rava disagrees. Rava says, what does Rava say? Amalei Rava, ma macha rishon l'sheni chos chushetav aliyadai. The second person is not weaker than the first person. V'kivan di'ilu osu gavi l'keach rishon matzi Igvi Leimi Beinanis with Ziburis. Since he'll come to a Keachwishan, he could give them Beinanis to a Balchai with Ziburis to Anisha. Bafa Pi, the Chizavni Beinanis to Ziburis. Akati Idias Nechayer Navi. Even though the Idias was last, Beinan for Abba Chazar Shalom, the last night he could have Nechayer him, but the Amalai Leinicha Levi Takanta. The first Lekach could have said, Leinicha Levi Takanta, which is Iyavshi. Lekach Shech, Sheini Nami, Matsi Amalai Gavi Beinan Ziburis. I don't know why Rav has to be Marek so much, but Rav explained that the second person only has to give bein. I'm not right bein in this. It's only about a chayiv. And the reason is because of mamacher rishon l'sheni. Okay, that's Rava's sack. Rava has this chiddush mamacher rishon l'sheni called sloshet tavel yaday, which you have to understand what it means. Again, the lumdis of mamacher we're going to get into, not today. For Sunday, you should look in the Chazon Ish. In the Chazon Ish, on Chazon Ish, but in the section above a comma, it's in Simen Gimel, Ois Dalid. It's a long piece, but in parentheses, he has a clair, he has two ways to explain how Mam Mocha Rishon L'Sheni works. And the whole thing is about 6 or 7 lines, but it's very clear the two ways. He says one way is correct, one way is incorrect. But he has two ways to learn Mam Mocha Rishon L'Sheni, and hopefully we'll get to that on Sunday. Now, case number two, there's nothing to a case number one. There can't be any stiris between the two cases. They're just two totally different cases. No shakis one to the other.
Why can't you just say Nachtu
Chamocha? Who should say?
It's like Lekei Hasheni.
Why didn't Lekei Hasheni just say
yesterday would have collected from
so what's the answer? Why can he say Hinachti?
The Hinachti?
Because you're going to monitor for Mishubah them anyway.
Right, and yes, that's before the Kershim came along, the Kershim was going to have to give something.
Right.
I think it was almost to Mamal Mokin of the original
guy. Right.
So now this Kershim is. There's a new Baal Pleit now. It's called
Lekeach
Rishon. It's now in place of
the original. So far, we don't know that you could say Hinachti on a Lekeach Rishon. So far, we only had Hinachti on the original Baal Pleit.
Isn't Lekeach
Rishon
the fact that
they
bought everything now in the place of the original
Baal Pleit? Well, we're going to see that from the next Gemara, that you could say Hinachti. Lekeach Sheni should be able to say Lekeach Sheni on... He's going to say the Lekeach Sheni could say Hinachti by Lekeach Rishon. Why? It's also Mamacha. In which case, you can't say Hinachti. In case it's Mamacha, which is the same as Rav. So let's see, we're going to have to see the next Hinachti. And therefore, in the next case, it's Taka not talking that he brought them in order. But there's no Ishaskas in the Gemara. Gemara doesn't mention Ishaskas, so it doesn't. For some reason, the Gemara doesn't mention it. We're talking to talk about why doesn't the Gemara mention it? But for some reason, the Gemara doesn't. We'll see. But hold on, I want to get the cases straight. So let's get the third case straight, and then we can talk. Okay, first two cases are very clear. Oh, they're very clear. We're going to tumble about it. Whatever, we'll argue about it. The case itself should be very clear. Each of the cases. Third case. Here we have two Amarava. Third case. Ruvain Shemachal Kosadais of Lashimin. Now here, what does it mean? Ruvain Shemachal Kosadais of Lashimin. Here, it means that he sold them all by Basachas. There's no Achraina. Machal Kosadais. So it's not like before. Till now, we were going to the previous Gemara, where he bought Idiyas Bachreina. That's the Gemara said, the Achreina. Here, Ruben Shemacha Kosta Dais of Lashim. The original Laiva sold all his fields to Lekeach Rishon. Again, it starts here as Idiyas Ben Tziburis. So there's a slight difference, which is not going to show up when I chart it out on the board the way I'm writing it till now. It's not going to show up. It's a difference, though. Here, he bought all three Bevasachas. V'holach Shimon. Umachar Soda Achas to Levi. Doesn't say which one, we'll see in a second. So Shimon is Lekeach Rishon, he sold to Levi Lekeach Sheni. Uba Bal Chayv de Ruvain, Rotzim Yizekayv, or Rotzim Yizekayv. We have a new thing we never had before. Rotzim Yizekayv, or Rotzim Yizekayv. There's a case where the halacha is, you come on from either one. But the Gemara didn't explain the case, it doesn't say what he sold. So the Gemara does explain. Below Yamran, Eladiz Avon Beinonis. It tells us, we're talking that he sold Beinonis. Avozavon Idis is Iburis Lai. Gamlai Lachi Daiki Vizavni Idis is Iburis. Arad Lechazil. If he bought, we're talking about a Bachai. If he bought Idis in Ziburis, he came on out.
philosophic namely Yomer El Dolei Shaya Beinus, the Kavasa. What's Yomer Inach Lamachim Gavishim? Avashaya Beinus Kavasa Gavishim like Gavini name. What's Inach Lamachim like Vaisim? So in this, the Gemara says clearly the case. The third case is again, he has Idius and Beinus and Dibulis that he bought together. But this time, he's selling the Beinus for a cash enemy. So he sells him Beinus. And the Gemara says he didn't leave over any Beinus, he bought all the Beinus. And here the halacha is, Ratzon Yizeh Gaiva, Ratzon Yizeh Gaiva. Why? And the reason for this one? Here we're saying Bachayev could either take Beinus from him or want from him. Or on Chayev Ziburis, because it is, he can't force him to give. So he'll have a choice, Ratzon Yizeh Gaiva, Ratzon Yizeh Gaiva. Why do you take Ziburis? Maybe it's easier to go to him, whatever reason he might have. Ratzon Yizeh, huh?
The rest is the upper perfect.
Yafu Kaich, I'm saying, why would a person do that?
Dafka
Ziburis. It's easier, it's easier to go.
Dafka Ziburis.
Dafka Ziburis is the first person. You can't get Idius in the first person. So you can get either. Alright. So that's the case. Does Rashi say, why Ratzim Adayim Zed Daiba? Yeah, Rashi says. Rashi Ratza. There are two Rashi's Ratza. Rashi explains why you can go to him and why you can go to him. The first Rashi. Anna Harashi knew when the Gemara says Ratzim Yizeh Gaiva, Ratzim Yizeh Gaiva, which is the first one, which is the second one. Huh? So Anna Harashi is funny. He says, I would have explained first the first Lekeach and then the second Lekeach. Rashi does the opposite. Ratzah Malevi Gaiva, Isis Sada, Damalei Shibudi Shakalta. You go to Lekeach Shaini, you can say Shibudi Shakalta. This is what I'm entitled to. I don't have to go down. So I get Shibudi Shakalta. So we see you can't say hinachti, right? You can't say hinachti. We're asking before the lekeach sheni should say I left something over in the chayim by the lekeach rishon. So here we can't say it. We have to give away the bainimus. Yeah, but by original laiva, if I have idis bainimus and ziburis, and I have a laiva, and I sell the bainimus, the guy stuck has to take my ziburis because we say in gai mechasim shabbat makdash nechayim by the original laiva. Since here, you can't say hinachti that I left you over anything less. Shibudi shakalta, you took what's meshuga to me. And why can you mind in the first person? That's the next Rashi. Ratzah mishuga and gaiva miziburis. To amalei at bal davarim didiat the shakalta kulin chsidaruve. You are my bal davar. I'm not mechuyev to go to someone else. You are my bal davar. The language of the pasuk that's called. Hirchakta shibudi. You are marchik, you distance my shibud to a second lekeach. I don't have to go run after to run after somebody else. Hirchakta shibudi. I don't have to go run to a makim rachik to a lekeach sheni. I can stay with the original lekeach. You're the one that's meshubit to me. So shibud has something to do with the person, not just with the karka, and therefore I can come to you. Right, so this on the board is the basic outline of the Gemara, the three cases. I hope it makes it more clear. It should make it more clear. The Pshat Kasha on this sketch of the Gemara is the following, the difficulty. Now, David asked this Kasha. Now, David says, if in case number three, Ratzon Yizeh Gaiva, Ratzon Yizeh Gaiva, you can go to the first person. Why? Why can you go to the first person? You're a Leiva. And the second person has bainimus. Why, if you want, you can go to the first person in case number three? That's the answer. Why in the third case? Why I'm supposed to get bainimus? I want to go to the third person.
He bought it. They decided every single thing was the last one class. Like the first person still owns, and then he's going to go wherever he wants. He wants to collect more about from original.
So you're telling your rule that you could always go to the first person.
If he wants to collect the words from the original Meicher, he could also collect the words from the original Meicher.
Okay, you're right. The reason is because you could always go to the earlier person. Right? You could always go to the earlier person. You can never tell me to go to a later person. That's your Chakta Shibud. If you're right, then look at your first case. In the first case, what's the reason he gets idios? Why does he get idios? We said, Dachrei Nahi. The Gemara's lashon was because dachrina, the ha achrina, because it's the last one. Which is the Gemara should say that. But even if it wasn't the last, you could always go to the earlier person. You just told me a rule. You could always go to the earlier person.
No, the last one. That's the shabbat. Other people aren't even the shabbat.
No, achrena, he means that originally when you bought it, it was bought last. That's what achrena means. Achrena means when the lekach rishon bought it in the first place, he bought it last.
Yeah, cool. It's only
mishum.
Okay. Period.
What does he need that reason for? Let's say it wasn't achrena. I'm going in the first case. In the first case, why can he go to lekach rishon? Gemara says that that's mishum. That was the last field you bought. Why do you need that reason for? Give the same reason as in the third case. The third case, the reason is because they're chakta shibudi. I don't have to go to a second lekeach. You're meshuvah to me. I want to go to you. So why in the first case don't you say the same reason as the third case?
The third case is
only
because
I guess that's another way of lechayra. You should be able to. It seems not. But l'chayri should be able to. Okay, that's true. So you say gechidush. That's one of the two yeshuvim that the Nachlas David says. First of all, make sure everyone has to. Everyone understand the kasha. Understand it. Okay. In the third case, we have this idea of Ratzon Yizeh Gaivel, which is that you can't push me to a later person. I want to go to you. Ratzon Yizeh Gaivel means you can't push me down. I want to go to you. If I want, I can go to you. If I want, I can go to him. If we have such a rule, why don't we say the same rule here? Track the numbers up. Say over here exactly the same thing. That you know why you can go to the first person? Because Ratzon Yizeh Gaivel, because he has a right to go to the first person. Because of the fact that have half the shibudi. You can't force me to go to a later person. Assumption is he'd rather get the ideas. So he wants to go to a first person, he wants to get the ideas from him. Da'ach Reinei. What do I need Da'ach Reinei? I should be able to get it because they're half the shibudi, you can't push me later. Why don't we say here the same idea that half the shibudi, I don't have to go to a later person? This is Nachman David's kasha. So Nachman David writes that there are two ways to answer the kasha, and there's enough kamina between the two ways. Okay. Nachman David says, L'chayra, there's a balabatisha, I don't want to say the word, there's a balabatisha way to answer and a lamdisha way to answer. Questions which is true. He says first, you can answer very simply, that Nachinami, in the first case, I could have said, you can go to the first person because they're chakta shibudi. I could have said that. It's true. But I want to say in the first case that you must go to the first person. You don't have the option of going to the second. Ratzon Yizeh Gaivel, Ratzon Yizeh Gaivel is not true. In the first case, I want to tell you a reason why you must go to the first person. Why you have to go to him. You don't have options. Now, the truth is, in most cases, he's always going to go there. The first person has the Indians, that's what he's going to do. But let's say you have a person who'd rather get the bain in his tefekorta, he'd rather get the bain in his field. So in the first case, in case number one, the Gemara wants to say he has zero options to go to the second person. And that's why we're saying, you must go to the first person, the Achrayne. It's the Achrayne. Rechinami, the Gemara could have given a reason that the first person has to pay because they're chakta shibudi. I don't want to go to the next person. But the Gemara gave a reason which is more of a chiddush, that you cannot go to the second person. You must go to the first person. That's right. That's sort of a balabatisha way to answer, to say nachinami to the kasha. And just you wanted to say more. Now Chazdavis says there's a second way to answer, which is what you were saying, Beryl, that the second way to answer is that you can only, because of her chakta, you understand the words of chakta shibudi? I hope you understand, I'm using the phrase. Chakta Shibudi means I don't want to go to the next guy. I'm not mechuyev to go another step. I can go to a kechrishin just because you're earlier. That's half of Ratzon Mizegayim. That's why you can go to the first lekeach. Chakta Shibudi. The second way the Nachas David answers his kasha is by saying a new rule that her chakta shibudi, the taina that you are marchit my shibud, and I want to go to the first person, only helps for a person to get his din or less, beidinus or zibud. But to say her chakta shibudi, I don't want to go another step, and therefore give me idias, a person can't do that. A person can't say, Hakta Shibudi, it's a step later, and therefore I don't want to give you the idiots. That taina is not doesn't work. Hakta Shibudi doesn't work. That I don't want to go a step later, therefore give me idiots. It doesn't work. And in the first case, he's getting idiots. How can you get idiots? So Gemara says, Dachraini. The Gemara says the reason because it's achrayna, because it's the last. So these are two possible mahalchim. The Nachas David says it's a machlekes Rashi and Taisus and Ksubis, these two mahalchim. Basically, the question that these two mahalchim present is, what would happen, I told you before, this here he bought Idyas last. Here he bought all three at the same time. If he bought all these three at the same time, and he sold Beinonis and Zibudis. Let's say he bought all three at the same time. There's no, the Taina Achinahu is not a Taina. Because he bought them all at the same time. And he sold Beinonis and Zibudis down. He's left with idiots. Do we still say, Ratzon Mizegayim for Ratzon Mizegayim? Now, because David's first Teretz says yes. The first Teretz doesn't, it doesn't have Chidusha. It just says a difference between the two cases. According to the first Teretz, even if he sold Beinus and Ziburis down, he still has the option of going to the first person. He could say, Hachakta Shibudi, I don't want to go to the second person, I want to go to you. I'll get idiots, so I'm happy with idiots, I don't mind going to you. According to his first Teretz, it works even to get idiots. If you can think up a case, like we just did, where the first person has nothing left, only idiots, the taina, I don't want to go to the other guy, I want to go to you, is a good taina, and you get it. According to the second mahalach, that you can't use the taina of her chakta shibudi to get idiots. You can't use her chakta shibudi to get idiots if you're a laiva. Then in the third case, even if you had sold Beinonis and Ziburis, if he had sold Beinus and Ziburis, then the Leiva would have to go to the Lekeach Sheni. Because you can't time a Chakta Shibudi and get yourself idiots. This is the Nafkamina between these two cases, between these two Mahalchim, these two Turetzim. And again, they're both coming to explain the difference between case number one and case number three, which is really the whole... The whole Indian. Now, if you look in the Rush, Simon Dalit, the Rush says that in this last case, that who had did if he sold both?
The Rush said as I ran out of board space, but the Rush is sort of a fourth case. We sold the Beinonis and the Ziburis. The case got saved in Afghanina. We sold the Beinonis and the Ziburis. And the Rush says that it's the same thing. That still Ratzon Mizegayim. Even though Gemara, the case only sold Beinonis, the Rush says that it's sold Beinonis and Ziburis. Same halacha. Ratzon Mizegayim or Ratzon Mizegayim. So the Rush clearly holds that you could use the taina. I want to go to the later person, the Chakta Shibudi, even to get idiots. But that's case number four. Case number four, you sold two things down, you're left with idiots, and we still say, Ratzon Mizegayim, you have to go back to the first person. So the Rush clearly holds that you can use the Chakta Shibudi even to get idiots. The Yamshel Shlaimai
is Magi on this Rosh. He says that he doesn't understand the Rosh. How could you get ideas? How could you use a fact that Shibuni to get ideas? So the Yamsha Shlaima holds like the second teretz of the Nachlas David, that you can't use the title of a Chakta Shibudi in order to improve yourself and get ideas. So this is only Nachlas David. So Nachlas David says, the Machlaikis Rashi and Taisus, the Machlaikis, the Rosh and the Yamsha Shlaima, these two Mahalchin in the concept of a Chakta Shibudi, the concept that I don't want to go to the next person. You're my Baldvarim. I want to go to you. So this idea, we have these two Mahalchim. The only thing about David asks is that in Halacha, it seems to be inconsistent, this rule. The way it's brought down in the Shach, he has a problem with. But as far as Chad and the Gemara and the Rishayim, it's a pretty clear idea. Now, again, you have to get the cases straight. On Sunday, we're going to get into the lumdis of how many chiddushim we have. We have the idea of ma'amacha rishon l'sheini. We have the idea of lohachi, therefore as medayik, with loshon ha'gemara. Lohachi daiki v'zavi idis ziburis ard l'chazi l'cha. I have to understand that. And hopefully we'll see. We have time to get into the Hinasti and tackle what Tosa says. So get into the Lumdus. Make sure you have the cases down clear.